energy melded with hers in a beautiful sense of peace and passion. The feeling was unlike anything she'd ever experienced. "I can carry my own bags."
"So can I."
He flashed another panty-wetting smile and gave her hand a little squeeze. She swore she heard a hint of play in his tone. That made her wonder if she'd been paired up with someone who was as much of a smartass as she was. That would be karma working overtime. She snickered, and when Rise lifted his green gaze to her, she shook her head. Glancing over her shoulder, she met the gazes of her travel mates, Gianna, Vanessa, and Katrina. Each gave a wave as they were led in different directions by the male they were paired with. Or did the men choose them? After all, Reagan and the other women were told they would be going to Wintervale, which was a wolf pack. These men were dragons.
"Where are we going? Why weren't we taken to Wintervale?"
Rise chuckled, mischief lighting up his eyes.
"We stole you from them."
One corner of her lips lifted. So he had a wicked side.
"Like a practical joke?"
He turned left down a stone walkway and tugged her to follow.
"Nope, we're keeping you."
He stopped outside a two-story dome-shaped house and faced her. His eyes glowed with an internal magic.
"You're mine. The wolves can never have you."
Her anxiety rose, scaring away all the playfulness. His possessive tone sent a wave of dread and fear inside her. She let go of his hand and stepped back.
"What does that mean?"
"You belong with me."
He reached out to her, and she took another step back, shaking her head.
"I'm not property to belong to anyone. I'm a strong, independent woman."
She chanted one of the affirmations her therapist taught her. She tried to take the suitcase from him, but he wouldn't let it go.
"Give me my bags. I'm going back to the hotel. I can't do this."
Her heart hammered in her chest, and the shaking had returned. How did she think she could be happy after a lifetime of abuse? She should have sworn off all men and lived as a hermit with 50 cats. Rise surprised her by letting go of the suitcase and closing the distance between. He framed her face in his large, warm hands, so she locked gazes with him. She froze in place. His features softened, and he drew his brows together.
"Why are you afraid? You weren't moments ago."
She shook her head and started to tell him she wasn't scared, but he'd know it was a lie. Their sense of smell was too powerful not to pick up on the changes her body went through with strong emotions.
"I'm not anyone's property to do what they will with."
He jerked his head back and dipped his brows.
"No, you're not property, but you are my mate. That makes you mine."
All the air she'd been holding rushed out of her, and she relaxed, wanting to cry and laugh at the same time. He recognized her as his mate. She'd read about how they mated and what it meant to them to have a true mate that called to their animals. It was powerful, and once the bond was set in place, they'd go to great lengths to protect their mate. It was all in the lessons she took on the ship during the spaceflight to Daria, but she doubted it was real. Despite the fact that she had a friend on Earth who was mated to a wolf shifter, Reagan's mind wouldn't accept that true love existed. She wanted that kind of connection with someone so deep it touched her soul. However, she hadn't a clue what it meant on an emotional level. Or was she even able to love someone? That's why the surrogate program was so appealing. The shifters on Daria needed mates to bear their young and repopulate the planet. But that wasn't all they wanted. They needed companions to share their lives with. Reagan feared she was too broken to love, but she could share a life with someone, as long as that someone didn't slap her like every other person in her life.
"Reagan, are you all right? You got quiet on me."
Rise touched her cheek with the tips of his fingers. She jerked back out of reflex before she could stop the reaction. When he dipped his brows, she took his hand and pressed it to her face.
"Sorry, it's a lot to take in."